Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis and the response by Italy. The headline, Italy clinches gas deal with Algeria to temper Russian alliance. Italy clinched an agreement on Monday to ramp up gas imports from Algeria by around 40% in its first major deal to find alternative supplies. In a visit to Algeria, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi said agreements reached were a significant step in Italy's drive to cut its reliance on Russian gas. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. He is in Genoa to comment on the success of finding an alternative source in Algeria. And we can presume there'll be more of this. Lorenzo, this is wise given the struggles in Germany. Is this popular? Because this also means that you are dealing with price hikes for your electricity and for your energy. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, energy is one of the topic that is going on the discussion on every magazine and TV. You know that this is causing a lot of critical times to our economy that was performing pretty well. And the energy for us is a very important element of cost because we are a transformation business country. And so energy for us is essential to make our product that have that famous Made in Italy brand. So now our government, and particularly Mario Draghi, is keen to, first of all, manage the transition towards a more ecological use of energy supply, which was before the crisis came in. But right now is trying to address a strategy that should bring Italy to reduce by two-thirds the energy supply from Russia. And, of course, we are taking a lot of dialogue with many countries, particularly in Africa, starting from Algeria, but also Congo, Mozambique, and I don't remember the fourth one, and also Azerbaijan, in order to, let's say, diversify the gas supply, which for 40% now comes from Russia. And this, the target is to have zero supply from Russia by 2 years, 3 years from now. That is the strategy that Mr. Draghi is trying to achieve as soon as possible. And he signed a very important agreement 2 days ago in Algeria, who is already a very important partner to us because we have a pipeline in between the two coastline of Algeria and Sicily Islands.
Cost of living is a major story in the French election and certainly is in London. Is it in Rome as well?
Yes, the price have been gone up, absolutely. When I go to the supermarket to buy food, whatever is necessary for your daily life, I can tell you that I'm spending at least 20-25% more than what I was used to spend across Christmas time. And this is the effect, first of all, of the inflation that was rising before the crisis of Ukraine started. But now, with the further increase of the energy cost, price went up more. And so this is not a very positive element for all the family.
We turn to more national security news. This is a surprise. Japan, Italy to lift defense ties amid China-Russia worries. AP out of Tokyo, Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi said he and his Italian counterpart agreed Tuesday this past week to step up military cooperation as Japan expands security ties with Europe amid concern about Russia's invasion. Kishi told reporters that he and Italian Defense Minister Lorenzo Guerini discussed the possible expansion of joint military drills and development of defense technology. Now, this seems unlikely given the geography, but again, is it popular? Is this enjoying success in the Italian people that you're now to share defense technology with Japan?
Well, I can tell you that personally, when I was on the operational side of my company, I did a lot of attempt to find potential area of cooperation on defense side with Japan. So I welcome this, dialogue that started again between the two ministers of defense of Japan and Italy, because there are a very tight relationship between our two countries on the technological side. We have invested in Japan in the past. We have licensed one of the best helicopter made by Free Meccanica Leonardo, and Japan company invested quite a lot in Italy. So this is a good move, in my opinion, because cooperation is a key for those countries that want to, make clear that the value of the Western world are the value, globally speaking. And the cooperation on defense side is also important in order to have some economy of scale, because, military assets are always pretty expensive in terms of development cost, and, production is never a very large-scale production. So sharing the cost is also another important element budget-wise.
Everybody's thinking about re-energizing your defense.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are a lot of discussion right now in the European countries to think about a new European defense project in common. And one of the key discussions is how to make a common European new generation tank. Take into account that the Ukrainian crisis is showing, that a traditional warfare conflict is going on. And so in the traditional warfare scenario, tanks are very important. And you know that while the U.S. has only three or four different type of tank and armored vehicle, here in Europe there are at least 20 different typology of tanks and armored vehicle. This is not very effective, also logistically speaking, when you enter into a conflict, because you have to supply a lot of spares, different type of spare, because the tanks are different. So standardization is an important element that goes over and above the cooperation between the countries, particularly on defense and security.
Italy is also making advances about diplomacy, because it's returning its embassy to Kyiv soon after Christmas, Easter. But we come to Easter. The celebration of Easter is famous worldwide because the Pope appears at midnight your time. Do people go to the cathedral at midnight as well in Italy for Easter?
Yes, Rome is important tomorrow, because you know that we have this celebration and the Pope is celebrating the Via Crucis. What I can tell you that the Pope is trying to push for having two families together, one Ukrainian family and one Russian family, carrying on the cross during such a celebration. This is what I heard this morning. I think the Pope is trying to do his best. He's also available to go to Kyiv, but he's very doubtful whether this could be a good move. He's trying to speak about peace. He's trying to speak about getting people together and not try to divide the people. And so his effort is important, particularly tomorrow, because tomorrow is the most important day for the Catholic Church with the sacrifice of Jesus.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Genoa looking to a beautiful summertime light Easter weekend in Italy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.